Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Oh, we've got a fight. Thornton and Rebbe are exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Oh, and the show starts with a retracted statement from the other day. No, nobody's in trouble around here, ladies and gentlemen. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. My retracted statement goes along with the 7 o'clock puck drop tonight, 6:30 pregame show on MSG, 6 o'clock on WGR 550. So I'll tell you what that is, Riv. I know you're itching to get into that. You're wondering what I was talking about this morning. But first, yeah, back to another conversation we had the other day. Good morning, by the way. I mean, I've already said good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, people should assume that Craig and I have already spoken before we get on the show today.
Yeah.
You like what?
I like when you retract statements. I can't wait to hear what it is. I like when you're wrong.
I could retract
retracting something.
What? Finish that.
What
I'm retracting
this morning.
Hey,
what do you got for me this morning?
I'll tell you that in a second. Hang on. Paul Hamilton's going to come up and join us at 11 o'clock on Zoom. So if you're watching on MSG, you can check us out. Connor McDavid, or shall I say Connor McJesus, 3 more points last night, up to 84, 9 games left, needs less than 2 points a game to get 100 points in the 56-game schedule. Pretty impressive. I mean, I'm not going to act too impressed, but it's impressive. But it's another 3 points.
Again, going back to teams that are trying to not only make the playoffs, but move into certain positions in the standings. We talked about this yesterday. The Edmonton Oilers right now sit second. Okay. And the question is, why would you want to move over top of Toronto right now? Why would the Edmonton Oilers, who sit second in the North, want to try and flip-flop over Toronto Maple Leafs? Because right now, Winnipeg Jets pretty much have the third place seat in the North, you know, locked up. That means Edmonton is going to play the Jets in the first round. Connor McDavid in 9 games has 21 points against Winnipeg. In 9 games, 21 points. He's absolutely shredding. They have no answer for Connor McDavid. They have none. So,
well, he's been shredding a few teams this year, but listen, Is he going to get 100 points?
I think that's matchup.
That's the question. Is he going to get 100 points? I can't, whether he gets 97, 98, does it really matter? It's unbelievable numbers in the number of games we're talking about. What he's doing is incredible.
Like I said before, we truly know how good Jack Eichel is. We watched him last year have one of the best years of Jack's career. Jack Eichel had what, 89 points last year? 87 points? So. What was it?
Yeah,
I think it was 89. Connor McDavid in 47 games has 84 points. It's like in half a season, he had what Jack Eichel had last year. And Jack Eichel had an incredible season last year with 89 points. Connor McDavid right now in 47 games has 84 points. It's just incredible how well this young man is playing. He's taken his game. You know, we can sit there and, you know, you mentioned to me yesterday, hey, Ribs, would you put Sidney Crosby in the heart?
78 points in 68 games last year, Jack.
Last year? Yeah. What was the year he had 80?
82 the year before that in 77 games.
So it goes to show what Connor McDavid's doing right now. It is just, it's just completely off the chart.
So it's something to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. But you mentioned to me yesterday about, you know, would you put Sidney Crosby in the voting? It doesn't matter. It does not matter who you put in the voting. There is no vote. It's Connor McDavid. I mean, just leave that one alone and just enjoy the ride.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, yep. We'll enjoy the ride. It's something to watch. I think it would be a pretty big feat for him to do it. So I'd like to see him do it. So I mentioned to you, I need to retract a statement. Sabres tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:30 pregame show on MSG and 6 o'clock on WGR 550. Sabres at the Bruins. So we were talking the other day about playing spoiler. And I said, how did I word it? I said something along the lines of, is it really that easy to find a reason to play spoiler just because a team, you could steal points from a team? But you look at the circumstances going into tonight's game, and I think when I looked at the schedule, I looked at the standings, I looked at the players on the other team that were moved there, and one of them under specific orders by himself to be in Boston. And they're knocking on the door of maybe missing a playoff spot. And you've got back-to-back games against them. The Sabres do not need any reason to find a purpose to win this game, to win the next two games. If they only win two more games this year, let it be tonight. And is it tomorrow they play? Are they back-to-back?
No, they're not back-to-back.
No.
It's on Saturday.
So tonight and Saturday. Are the only two games for the rest of the year that I care about.
And I mean, we spoke about this morning and I would love nothing more than the Buffalo Sabres to make it extremely difficult for the Boston Bruins and Taylor Hall to make the playoffs. If they can win these two games, and the Rangers continue to do what they've done all year, is score a ton of goals, they will put themselves in a position where it's not just about the Boston Bruins anymore. It's about the Islanders are going to be fighting for a spot. Boston's going to be fighting for a spot. And the Rangers are literally looking over everybody, looking up at everybody. And it's going to be a very, very tight race. And the best thing is the Rangers are playing the Islanders. So if the Rangers win that game, it's a 4-point game. And what I mean by that is it's 2 points that you get and it's 2 points that the other team doesn't get. So it's called a 4-point game. Those are big games. And I would love for the Sabres, nothing more, for these guys to go and break some hearts. go and give everything you can. I would love nothing more than to see Taylor Hall not to make the playoffs after him.
You know, the Bruins are happy they're playing the Sabres.
Exactly.
Like,
and that's why I want the Sabres to come out. And I'm going to tell you, Sabres can beat the Bruins. I believe that they're going to have to play the proper way. They're going to have that, you know, just that hunger and that drive to win. And I'm going to tell you, we have the team that can upset the Bruins. You know, if we're playing, you know, a long series, I don't think that the Sabres have the ability to beat the Bruins. But can we be spoilers? You better believe it. And I would love nothing more than to see the Sabres go in and really make it difficult on the Bruins trying to make the playoffs. Yeah. I didn't like, you know, listen, I listened to, you know, Taylor Hall's situation, and Taylor Hall only wanted to go to the Bruins. Meanwhile, Kevin Adams is trying to do his job. He's trying to, you know, make the best trade possible for this team. And what I heard was Kevin Adams had a better deal on the table from another team. Taylor Hall stopped that trade. He said, I am only going here. This is where I want to go. Just trade me there. So handcuffed.
Probably felt it was the best chance to win the Stanley Cup, right? Because at the time, the Bruins were red hot. Right? So I sit there and I think about this, and I I'd be pretty pissed off if I were one of the, like, you have a guy that could, like, you know, from the player's standpoint, or are you sitting there saying, well, it's not my concern what the team gets in return for the player. It really isn't my concern. But I would look at it from the standpoint of he wanted to go to Boston for a chance to win and a chance to play well and obviously sign a long-term big contract. He's a UFA. For all the right reasons, I have no problem with why he went to Boston. I have no problem that he wanted to only go to Boston. That was his right. And that's the right of the player if it's in his contract. So I don't hold animosity toward that. But if I were a player, I'd be saying, but wouldn't it be great if we could take 4 points from them and they missed the playoffs?
Yeah.
And at least put them in a bad spot to tighten up a little bit and be a little more worried and make it a little less comfortable than just rolling over, giving them 4 points, because I think that's what Boston is hoping happens.
Okay, but listen to this. So you see, our guru, media mogul, Marty Baron, who loves to listen to the show, he just tweeted this in, and this is why I love the situation that the Sabres are in. People are saying they're playing meaningless games. No, they're not playing meaningless games. They have teams right now that have
Marty live tweeting the show. He's live tweeting the show.
They're playing games. And they're trying to make the playoffs. So right now, you have the Sabres that have an opportunity to make an extremely, and I mean extremely tough on the Boston Bruins. Okay? But here's what's great about this. After these two games against the Bruins, right now the Rangers are going to be playing the Islanders in the next two games. If the Rangers win those two games against the Islanders, you now are there's almost like a change of the guard. And the next two games that the Sabres have, if the Islanders lose those two games to the Rangers, the Sabres play the Islanders the next two games. We could literally knock out the Islanders if we were to win those two games. It's just a great, great position to be in. In these next four games, it's really exciting for the Sabres team.
So, Craig, I ask you this. Instigators, WGR 515 MSG, by the way. Paul Hamilton going to join us at 11. Lots we'll talk to him about. Tonight's game at 7 o'clock against the Bruins in Boston. It's big for the Bruins. It's a big game for the Bruins. It's a huge game for the Bruins. It's a massive game for the Bruins. I don't care any which way you slice it. You look at the standings, you look at the dogfight. It's almost a five team race right now. And Boston is nowhere in the clear. And teams
either is the Islanders.
No, I know, but their opponent tonight you know, as the Boston Bruins, and the Rangers are still there. So I think everybody in the hockey world are sitting there saying that, you know, this is going to be four easy points for the Bruins, and they're going to be at 66 points after this, and all the other teams around them are going to have to make it up when they play the Sabres. So I ask you this, Craig, there is a dilemma for some in this particular case, and you especially.
Okay. What the heck?
What would you rather have? We'll do the English version. We'll call it this or that. What would you rather have? The Sabres win these two games and grab 4 points.
4 points, yep.
And maybe
that
might move them down in the standings to lessen their odds at the number one pick, or would you rather the Sabres finish last and have the better odds at the pick and forget the points? Bruins and Taylor Hall missed the playoffs, or Sabres best odds, second best odds at the draft lottery? Is there a scenario that could blow up in a player's face more than Taylor Hall right now, this year, if the Bruins were to miss the playoffs?
No.
This could be the biggest implosion of a player. It would be like the sixth team that he has missed. Like, this is bad for Taylor Hall if they miss the playoffs. Has anyone paid any attention to that?
Yeah, and he has not played a whole lot in the playoffs, and he kind of wanted to guarantee himself a playoff berth. That's why he chose to go to the Boston Bruins. The problem is they're not guaranteed right now. It's going to be a really interesting last six or seven games for those teams, the Islanders, the Rangers, and Boston. But I'm going to tell you what's really fun about this for Sabres is that we have an opportunity to alter who's going to be in the playoffs. Okay. We play two games against Boston, two games against the Islanders. And I would love nothing more for the Buffalo Sabres to be spoilers against those other teams. That being said, you're asking me a question. Would you love for the Buffalo Sabres to be a spoiler and win those games to grossly affect one of those teams that were supposed to be in the playoffs and knock them out? Or those games, we're basically taking ourselves out of the opportunity to pick top first lottery overall.
Well, top not lottery necessarily just to pick first overall, but to have the best lottery odds as well, right? So, and not pick lower than third. I mean, you all finish right dead last, you're guaranteed to pick no lower than third. All right.
Yes, and I'm going to. I'm going with the top pick. I want the opportunity. Now, listen. If we're last in the league this year, that does not guarantee us that we will be picking first overall. We'll be picking in the top three. We're guaranteed top three pick. That being said, I would like the opportunity to pick first overall. So I would have to.
I'm not with you on this.
Okay.
I'm not with you on this. I want to see the storyline. I want to see what happens to Taylor Hall is going to make a lot of money next year. Taylor Hall is going to be in the NHL next year. Okay. But I want to see what happens to
Taylor Hall might not make as much money as what you think.
Okay, but he's still, my point is he's still going to make a lot of money, Craig. But so my point is that how do I say this without sounding like a complete Richard? I really want to see what happens to a player like Taylor Hall when he wants to go to a team that ends up missing the playoffs in a year that was so crucial for him. Like it's very close to home that I actually get to see it. It's a fascinating, for me, it's a fascinating scenario in sports. Okay. Cause it's an all time blow up in a player's face. I've had a lot of things blow up in my face. Okay. So You know, I live to talk about it, but my point is he'll survive this, but I need to see this. I need to see this play out because the whole year, what's he going to make next year? It hasn't, you know, like the whole time it's been that. And I want to see how it's viewed from the outside when a star player goes from team to team to team to team, then handpicks his team, and then it kind of crumbles. I think it would make for a very interesting story. I mean, it's not gonna what?
So I just looked him up.
He had a gorgeous assist the other day. I mean, he's not a bad hockey player. Guy's a phenomenal hockey player. I'm saying the scenario is just incredible. Go ahead.
9 games with the Boston Bruins. He has 4 goals, 7 points, plus 8.
Yeah. No, I know.
He's a pretty good hockey player.
He's a really good hockey player. I mean, come on.
It would be an interesting, a very interesting situation if he did not make it. And for me, as much as I would love the Sabres to be spoilers, I would love even more at this point in time with 6 games left in the season that we solidify ourselves as last in the league, which gives us 18.5% chance of picking first overall.
Thank you to Paul Hamilton for the heads up, by the way. No one giving me a heads up around here. I'm throwing information around. I'm, you know, because of the draft coverage today, the WGR pregame is at 6:40 for the Sabres game with Brian Koziol. So 6:30 on MSG, 6:40 on WGR 550. Thanks, Paul. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Which scenario do you want? First overall pick? Bruins and Hall to miss the playoffs. I want to hear from you. You can tweet at the Instigators. You can tweet at Craig Revee 52 or at the Instigator 76. I mean, UPL is going to play tonight. It's a huge opportunity awesome. For him. The Sabres are going to get the Bruins best. They are going to get the Bruins best because the Bruins got embarrassed against the Sabres last game. It's no question. I was looking at that game when I watched the Bruins and I'm just thinking they did not come ready to play. They did not take this game seriously. They saw a rookie goalie. They saw, I don't know what they saw, but they did not come ready to play.
Are you taking something away from the Sabres in the way that they played?
No, they took advantage of the fact that the Bruins didn't show up. They put their foot on the gas from the start. And I think they came ready to play and not get embarrassed. And they end up embarrassing the team that didn't show up. And that's what happens. That's what I think the Sabres came out not in fear of getting embarrassed, but just knowing that the potential to get embarrassed was there. You have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who's a fresh goalie. How about help the guy out, play hard for him? And I think they might have even surprised themselves, to be honest with you, because I thought it did carry over to some of the other game. And you know, wasn't enough there, right? But the fact of the matter is that I think that's what happens. So the Sabres are going to get the Bruins best tonight. So they better be ready to play. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I mean, when the Sabres and they're skating and they're playing their game, you look at the Boston Bruins, they're loaded on the offense. They have a lot of depth. You know, their first two lines are extremely skilled and put the puck in the net. You have their third and fourth line. They're big. They're tenacious. They're physical. They've got some nasty to them. When you look at their defense is the area that you can take advantage of. And yes, I know they have Charlie McAvoy, who's turned into a beautiful defenseman in the league, but they are not overly strong on defense. And if you can expose that younger defense corps in Boston, you can have an opportunity and make those guys play in their own zone. And that's where their mistakes happen.
I'm just reading some tweets here. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. 7 o'clock game tonight. 6:40 pregame show on WGR 550. 6:30 pregame show on MSG. And I'm just trying to read through some tweets here.
I like Lawrence Lambert.
Yeah, let's hear it. What's he saying?
The Bruins missing the playoffs does not help the Sabres become a better team. Pick number one is more important.
That's deep.
I like where he's going with it.
That's deep.
I hate to say it, but I'm with him. As much as I want Sabres to be spoilers, I really do. And I hope they play exceptionally well. We got a really young team. We have a really young lineup right now. But I'll tell you this, I always think of the future. And if we have the opportunity to pick number one overall, or give us at least a chance to pick number one overall, I'm taking that pick.
Instigators, did you see your favorite prospect of all time ever made his NHL debut last night? Nice intro from Snoop Dogg, too. Did the no helmet lap. You know who I'm talking about?
Well, now I do, yes.
Yeah, Quentin Byfield. Yeah, four shots on goal. Played a lot, got a lot of ice time.
Yeah, I played almost 18 minutes last night. He's another one that he's a mutant. He's just a man child, a men. I remember watching Quentin Byfield when he played for Simcoe, up in the Toronto area. And he is a big man that skates exceptionally well. He's played most of this year in the minors. Okay. This is the second overall pick in last year's NHL draft. He's 6'4". He's 220 pounds. He's 18 years old. And I'm going to tell you,
he has some good pep in his first couple steps.
He is going to be a very good player in this league. Mark my words. He is going to be a beast.
Some notes from yesterday. Something that's bothering me. We didn't even really, you had Rob Ray, Andrew Peters, and Craig Revay on the air yesterday together. And we barely even really touched on this point. And there's a reason why we didn't really touch on this point. And it all revolves around Dylan Cousins, the Sabres embedded. It went out last night. I don't know if anyone saw it, but it was fantastic. We'll be right back. I'm going to tell you what that is. And I wonder if it's bothering him. I'm going to see if it's bothering Craig as well. Stick around. Paul Hamilton at 11. More to come.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, QB, it's your boy Big Snoop D-O-double-G. Congratulations and welcome to the LA Kings, man. Can't wait to meet you, QB. Let's go.
You know, I heard, I saw Snoop Dogg do that last night. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. And I heard QB and I forgot that he was talking about Quentin Byfield for a second. And I was just saying to Jeff in the studio that all I could, when I think of QB, all I think of is Queens Boulevard from Entourage. That's it. QB is Queens Boulevard. That's how they referenced the movie in Entourage. I've referenced Entourage now 2 days in a row. I need to clarify something. Some guy said you're a complete idiot yesterday for not knowing who Elizabeth Shue is. I want to just go back to that. I owe somebody an apology. I owe all of Fleetwood Mac an apology. I was thinking fast. I say Christine McBride. It's Christine McVie. Somebody corrected me on that. And someone wants to ask me about my hoodie. My hoodie is from the Winter Classic, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on MSG. Original, right from the 07, or sorry, 08. Well, it was a few hours after 07. Yeah, so that's it from the Winter Classic. That's what my hoodie is, if you're watching on TV. But someone asked me about it, so now I'm telling you. Rev, there's something I want to talk to you about. Number one, UPL is going to start tonight. And that means something for fighting hunger. Don't forget that this month, every save made, Walmart will be donating 100 meals to families in need. Learn more and join in the fight against hunger at walmart.com/fighthunger. So UPL is starting tonight. That's big news. We look forward to seeing his third game. And the next is Dylan Cousins. Dylan Cousins, I'm reading this here. The entirety of Dylan Cousins' media chat is about fighting these days, right? So when asked about fighting last night, this is yesterday, Dylan Cousins says he was irritated with how he's played the past few games and didn't like the hit on Kajula. Thought it could be a good way to get involved in the game. Cousins recalled having only one fight in his career prior to arriving in the NHL. So how did he learn how to throw hands like he has? Instincts, I guess. And then he said, I think after you drop the gloves, the adrenaline boost is something you can really get from more than anything else. And he's had two fights in the NHL and one in his junior career. And people are like, well, why is he fighting? Why? Well, in junior, he probably had three or four guys that would do the fighting for him, that would see that hit and go and address it so that he could play hockey, quite frankly.
Yep.
And here, as we've talked about in the past, it's not about having fighters. It's about having, you know, guys that are willing. And we have one. We have one in Dylan Cousins. He is, if there's anything that I've learned about this kid, it's that he is, and we talked at length about him yesterday and the type of player he is all character all the time. Yep. He is someone you can build around. I believe Dylan Cousins is someone that you can build around. I love seeing him bleeding from the nose and bleeding from the mouth and standing in front of the net. And I look forward to the next 25, 26, 27-year-old on this team that
will
recognize that and say, you know, and it might have to happen tonight. In fact, it had to happen tonight. You had to have Colin Miller step up a while ago. You had to have Matt Irwin step up a while ago. So don't get cozy, boys. Don't get cozy and think that the bell is going to be answered all the time. It bothers me. And I stay quiet about it. And we don't want fighting.
I guess what I want to say is this. Is Dylan Cousins a fighter?
Yes.
That's not the right answer, Pete.
No, I'm not playing along with it. No, he's not a fighter. That's I get what you're going. You love the rhetorical questions. So I was
not going to give you the answer you wanted. It's not a rhetorical question. I'm asking you.
No, he doesn't. He's not a fighter.
Dylan Cousins a fighter?
No.
Okay.
You know the answer. You know what I'm going to say.
I have another question, though.
Okay. I bet I know the answer to this one, too.
Is he willing to stick up for himself? And is he willing to stick up for teammates? Yes or no?
Yes, 100%.
Excellent. Well, we need more of those guys. I'm not asking for fighters. Do not want Kevin Adams to bring in a fighter. I don't want Kevin Adams to bring in a fighter. I want Kevin Adams to bring in more character players that are like Dylan Cousins, that are not fighters. They are not fighters because the league is not about fighting anymore. The league is about
no, but you need to have players on your team that know they need to fight every once in a while. In fact, I feel like now more than ever, of the 20 players dressed every night, minus the backup goalie and the goalie, so of the 18, I would say 13 of those players on a nightly basis should at least have their radar up with the way they play, and the rest
it's
of them
not
can
about
play freely.
Guys that are on a team that their job is to fight. You have character players that know and understand their roles. Connor McDavid's role is very different than Matt Cassian. Okay.
Zach Cassian.
They have different roles. What I'm trying to say is on our team currently right now, I would like to see Rasmus Dahlin, Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart, Victor Olofsson feel really, really comfortable on the ice. And what I mean by that is I'm going to tell you this. If you start to hit and target those players, there is going to be a pushback, not by one guy. We don't need just a Ryan Reeves, okay, who's one guy on a team. We need a collective group of character players that play the game fast and physical and that they have talent. And they're hard to find right now, but we need more of those guys in our lineup. That's what we need.
So we were talking last segment, Sabres tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:40 pregame show on WGR 550, 6:30 on MSG, Sabres Bruins must wins for the Bruins, to be honest with you. If you want to look at it from that standpoint, because of who they're playing and where they stand, these are definitely must wins with how tight the standings are. So tune in for that. UPL's going to be taking the pipes again. We were talking last segment about winning these games and getting points versus maybe setting yourself up for a better draft position. Somebody tweeted in, Buffalo Born, just said, must try to win every game. Don Granato deserves it. The pick number doesn't necessarily matter with the idiotic lottery system, or McDavid would be on our team. So basically saying Granato needs the wins. And it's interesting because we haven't talked much coach lately, because Don Granato, you know, it's just kind of has been able to just kind of let that breathe. That process has been able to just kind of go without any distractions of Kevin Adams is interviewing this person or that person. Or you haven't heard any of that. And Don Granato has just been able to coach the team.
So what is that? What is the person saying?
Saying basically win the game so that Don Granato can stay the coach. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case.
He brought up about, you know, us not winning the lottery with Connor McDavid, correct? Is that where he was going with that?
Yeah, I think basically saying if the lottery system was the way it should be, like football, last place team gets first, then the Sabres would have had McDavid.
You're going to have a tremendous amount of tanking, don't you think? And that's what they want to try and get away from. You know, I look at it as, you know, we won the lottery with you know, we were last place team.
But who's tanking anyway? Bad teams are tanking. You're not going to get like a Colorado Avalanche say, hey, we could win the cup, but let's tank so we can get McDavid. And then next year will be really good. No, you couldn't possibly lose that many games. But the teams that are, that might tank are the teams that are garbage, and they need that player. And I am not for tanking, but if a team wants to tank, go ahead and tank. I mean, it's the Quebec Nordiques did it. Everybody was against it. And I just am kind
of
like,
there's a lot of teams out there that start to transition. I think that's a better word, you know, like back in the 2000, mid 2000s, when Pittsburgh Penguins were horrendous, they picked Fleury first overall, Crosby first overall, Malkin second overall, Stahl third overall.
They were just bad. Do you know who their leading scorer was the year that they drafted Crosby? Tricky Dick Tarnstrom. You ever heard of him? Me neither. I guess I played against him.
Yeah, he was a first rounder too.
Like, I mean, teams are just, they're just bad, but that's why I don't like the rankings or the draft lottery the way it is. I think it to me it's ridiculous. I mean, and
what would you want? You would want just whoever finishes last is last, and that's it.
Whoever finishes last is last. Like, why are we going through all the riffraff of the lottery and the whole show and everything? Just, you know what?
What I will say is this: what I don't like, and this is just my opinion, I don't like how a team like Philadelphia Flyers, who is picking what, 14th or whatever, all of a sudden they move up and they're picking second.
That's and who garbage.
Who is the team last year? There's a team that moved up quite a bit last year. Rangers.
That's right.
I didn't like how the Rangers got first overall pick, but
what was it? Where were they at? Were they at like 11th or something?
Yeah,
they go,
something.
They go
something
from like 11 that. To 1. So I remember that year. I remember the game against Arizona. I don't believe we've ever outlived that year from the mindset that was being spewed out about how great it would be to lose. We have never lived that down yet. The mindset of let's go to a game and root against our team. We haven't. It's been how many that like that is, it was, I've never in my life of watching sports, I don't know that I've ever witnessed anything like that. I don't know that I've ever witnessed anything quite like I witnessed, not just that whole year. And it wasn't the losing. It was the constant regurgitation of this is good. This is good. This is what we want. Lose. I want them to lose every game. Let's lose. Tank, tank, tank. They know who they are. And I said back then, I remember I said, this is going to hurt for a long time. You won't get over it. This is a mindset issue. This isn't about standings and prospects and number one draft pick. This is a mindset issue. And I've used the word toxicity before, and no one wanted to believe it. And we're still there. We're still there. And it still stinks that we were sitting in our stands rooting for the Arizona, for Phoenix Coyotes, I think at the time, to win. Our media. I don't know that I'll ever witness anything like that again. I didn't even know that we'd bring this up today. I don't know that I've ever even really talked about, didn't bother me emotionally. I just couldn't believe what I was witnessing.
A lot easier said than done with what you're saying, because I kind of tend to feel a little bit differently. I think the teams that win the Stanley Cup are teams that start in a transition. You have teams that have won over the course of time. So when you look at the Pittsburgh Penguins, they were horrendously bad. I mean, horrendously bad for years. but they got number one overall, number one overall, number two overall, number three. All that's in 4 years, they literally set their franchise up and they picked the proper players. And right now they have won three Stanley Cups because of it. You have another team that we talk about.
Were their fans going to the stadium and rooting for them to lose? I did care, Craig. I did care. Like, don't say I don't care, because I did care, because it was a sad, it was a very low moment. It was a very low moment from a point that you weren't here in 06, 07, a year that I'm not allowed to talk about.
For who?
When in 06, 07, nobody would ever have even said, if I had said how many years that was 06, 07, so 7 to 8 years later, that there will be fans coming to the games hoping they lose, nobody would have believed it. Well, they were 12,000 people in the stands in the alumni plaza watching the game, you know, in the first, second, third round of the playoffs. Nobody would have believed it. So it's not about losing and acquiring picks and stinking for years, because that happens in sports. Look at Cleveland, look at Pittsburgh, look at here, look at Chicago. Like Chicago, one of the greatest sports franchises right now, was an absolute laughing stock, but they lost for a lot of years. They acquired some picks. Tampa Bay was a joke, even though it was in Florida. It was a joke. It was a country club. It was a joke. They acquired one in number one, number two. They hit on some later picks. But what I'm saying is this isn't about being bad for a number of years and acquiring picks. This was about, I'm talking about something completely different. I'm talking about something completely different. I'm talking about what I witnessed. And it has nothing to do with Connor McDavid. It has nothing to do with Jack Eichel. It has nothing to do with the Buffalo Sabres. It is everything to do with psychology.
Yep.
That's what it was. I could not fathom. I couldn't believe what was going on. And it had nothing to do with being a pro athlete or a former pro athlete, because I'm certainly not one anymore. It was just common sense. I didn't understand what was going on. And it was twisted. It was very hard to watch. It was very, and I meant what I said. We have not outlived it yet. That's what I meant by that. But that conversation took a turn. But we got Paul Hamilton coming up at 11, and we'll talk to him about Sabres tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:30 pregame show on MSG, 6:40 on WGR 550. We'll be right back, Instigators. Hour number two coming up soon.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Instigators, welcome back. Craig, can I say what you just said at the break?
Go ahead, absolutely.
So we were continuing our conversation, and I said, as Craig took his earbuds to the bathroom and went to number one, we were talking. And you know, I said to him, I said, you know, like during that year, I hurt for the players. I hurt for what they had to hear. I love having all these terrible players. They're doing us a favor. We're going to get either McDavid or Eichel. You know, it's like, and I was saying, like, I hurt for the players because they had to hear this crap and they had to know that people were coming to the game or media was rooting for them to lose. And like, it's just, it's the opposite mindset of what a pro athlete takes to the rink every day or is supposed to. And the guys that take that attitude, they don't last that long. And if they do, it's because they're superstars. But my point is Craig said, I said, I hurt for the players that year for some of the things they heard. You know what I mean? And Jeff Koltnack says, well, I thought the players, it was a great comeback. He said, I thought the players would always say, they don't hear this stuff. They block it all out. And I said, yeah, but what did I say before? I've said, that's all bull crap. And Craig comes back and says,
go ahead, tell them what
that's your open. I don't want to leave you silent the whole segment.
Go ahead. I can't even remember exactly what I said. I can't wait to hear what I said.
I can't remember either. No, he said, I don't hurt one bit for those players. He said, he said, you got guys, worst case scenario, you got guys making $500,000-$600,000 low, like the league
lowest
minimum.
Paid
at the
guy
time.
On the team is making $600,000. 600.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead. I feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for a young man that's 23 years old that gets a little paper. The guy's writing in the paper that these guys suck. Well, you do suck. That's why you're left in the league. But all I don't feel bad for him.
But let them.
Guess what? The guy's making $600,000. Some of them are making $1 million. Some of them are making two. Some of them are making five. You think I'm gonna sit there and have a poo-poo parade? Oh, the poor guys are hearing negative things written about
where.
Come on, give your head a shake, man. They're a professional.
I am.
Athlete.
I'm sitting here thinking. You know, does it not matter that now you have 20 some odd players that would tell other players not to come and play here? Like that's another avenue you can, like, there's so many, as Jeff said at the break, he said, there are so many layers to this. There are so many layers because you know what the amazing thing, the irony of it all, the most ironic thing of it all about all of this, all of it. Tell you when we come back from break with Paul Hamilton at 11, Instigators, WG. What's wrong? What's wrong, Craig? Can't wait that long?
Unbelievable. Now we get to argue at the break.
No, I'm shutting my mic off.
I feel totally terrible for those guys that we're losing. Because they make $1 million a year and they're 23. Come on.
Simple.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
That's an easy, you know what? I expect a better argument from you.
No,
that's an
you.
Easy tap in. I mean, I could have used that one against my point at the very start of the point, but it was so obvious, I didn't need to say it. So I look past all of that. Like, if you think that I'm forgetting that, Anthony, you're wrong. I didn't forget that. I just overlooked it because for me, I don't think any player should have had to go through that making $5 million, $1 million, or $500,000. That's not the atmosphere when you're playing in the NHL that you think you're going to be playing to 5,000 people booing you in your own rink because of a guy that's going to come here and take your job next year. We'll be right back, Instigators, but I'll tell you what the irony is.